For many people, changing professions mid-career may appear a daunting task, but for Italy's Raffaella Grissa, it was a much-needed break from a frenetic life in the Far East, working as an importer selling other people's fashion and accessories to a Western audience. Inspiration arrived after a reflective walk through one of Tokyo's serene shrines, where she began to piece together an idea for a business that would merge Eastern and Western approaches to beauty. Launched earlier this year, her brand Wait has created a line of body care and fragrances emphasizing natural ingredients from both Italy and Japan that promote deep-rooted traditions linked to wellness and well-being. Raffaella sat down with Monocle's Milan correspondent Ivan Carvalho to walk through her journey.
I worked for more than a decade exporting and distributing Italian design and fashion and apparels to the East. I mean, starting from the Eastern Europe to the Caucasus region, then as a modern Marco Polo to the Far East. I mean, first of all, the China market and then the Japanese market. Japan was the last stop of my trip. I'm the last stop of my previous life, because in Japan I discovered I was not satisfied with my previous way of living. I remember taking a lot of airplanes. I was in a hurry. I went to China or Japan, staying no more than a week, spending maybe 2 days traveling. My change came in 2018. I was 48 at the time, and I was in Tokyo for a big show. I was working in the Meiji Temple, nothing to do with religion, but this is a very important place for energy. It is located in the heart of Tokyo, the place where you can feel the nature. I decided to change everything. The approach to beauty is very different in Japan, because when they talk about the holistic approach to beauty, the meaning of this holistic is that medicine, food, and beauty become just one single concept. You can find the same ingredient in a traditional medicine, in a traditional food, and a traditional beauty rituals. The main ingredient for my beauty care line comes rooted in that field. For example, probably the best known in the Western world is the yuzu. The yuzu is the Japanese citrus. Actually, is becoming quite famous here in Europe because of the spreading of the Japanese restaurant. But it's a very ancient fruit. Japanese women used to rub the yuzu slice on their face. Actually, the yuzu gives this glowing to the skin. The first product released by my brand is a perfume, an eau de parfum called Ito. The fun fact is that I couldn't bear any kind of perfume, so I didn't wear perfume for 20 years. Our challenge was to merge the traditional Italian perfumery art with the aromatherapy. I never describe the olfactory pyramid of the perfume. The aromatherapy side is stronger than the smelling side. That's why I like to describe Ito perfume as the perfume that heals the soul. And the name itself, Ito, means human being in kanji, meaning Japanese language. That's because the soul has no gender. So it's a different perception of a fragrance. starting from Eau Perfume, for example, the Sicilian citruses, I mean oranges and lemon above all, and coming to the body care line, the sunflower seed oil, and the sunflower growing up in Tuscany area. I try to focus on sustainable materials. For example, the label of Eau Perfume are made with this kind of paper, made with the algae coming from the Venetian lagoon. Also, the wooden caps of the perfume is made without using any kind of harmful component, harmful resin or glue. So just raw wooden. And concerning the body care line, I've chosen the aluminum bases because of a question of weight. I mean, actually plastic was not my choice. Glass was too heavy, so more carbon emissions. And aluminum is recyclable and reusable. The price is not the most important thing. I mean, people understand the values of the product, and that's very important to me. I'm very happy because my clients and I create a community together because they understand the values behind the brand and can spread the message of the brand to the final customer. I'm very happy of that because we are a truly community for natural, clean, sustainable, and holistic beauty.
Rafaela Grisa, founder of Weight, speaking there to Monocle's Milan correspondent Ivan Carvalho for a story reported in the very first issue of Confect, Monocle's new sister publication, which was launched this week. The quarterly magazine is packed with stories on sharp dressing, drinking, dining, travel, and design. You can order your copy at monocle.com. My thanks to Ivan and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.